8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Do appreciate the company. The Child Saving Institute, providing adoption services and services to families to help them through some of the tougher times in raising children. It's an amazing amount of good they do, and in order to do that good, they need to raise funds. With me today, Anna Willie, Events and Projects Coordinator from Child Saving Institute. Thank you so much for
joining me today.
I want to talk about the annual Personalities Luncheon. It's become quite the festival.
Yes.
But I have to start with a full disclosure here. The very best fundraising event that I have ever been to in my life was for the Child Saving Institute.
Really?
Bob Newhart came in and did a night of stand-up. It was hilarious. It was an amazing event, and I have never been more impressed with how an organization put on a fundraising event than that night. Spectacular.
Well, that is fabulous to hear. I will take that back and pass that on. Unfortunately, that was before my time, so
sure.
I wish I could take credit.
No, fair enough.
Yes, that's our cabaret event. It takes place in May. Biggest fundraiser of the year, put on by our board and our guild board, and that's next year will be May 9th, 2020. So comedian has yet to be announced, but
sure.
Hopefully it's
keep my eyes peeled.
All
right, keep my eyes peeled. Well, let's talk about this Personalities Luncheon. It's Wednesday, October 2nd. Where's it being held?
It's held at the Hilton Omaha downtown. It's a luncheon. Starts early arrival for patron ticket holders is 10:30. Event itself starts at 11. It consists of, it's called Personalities, because it's kind of a unique silent auction. All the silent auction packages are purse-based. So it could be anywhere from a, you know, very classic handbag to a golf bag with a gift certificate to a golf club or resort, or a kitchen caddy with, you know, silverware and something that's considered, we kind of use the term purse leniently, but
sure.
Still quite a few of those high-end purses if anybody's in the market
for a new
handbag.
I have bought the Mrs. a coach or two in my time.
Yes.
So.
And we'll have some of those there.
A Dooney and Bork, something, you know.
Yes.
So I'm a little versed in the purses.
Yes. Well, if you need another.
Keep my eyes peeled.
Yes.
That's great. Well, this has been going on for several years now.
Yes. I want to say we are in, I was thinking about that on the way over, 12th year of this event. Always, it's growing and growing each year. It's about 300 women attend. We have a lunch. Aside from the silent auction, there's a lunch and then a speaker. This year's speaker is Dr. Fryman with Boys Town. He's a psychologist over there. And we are fortunate to have him. He does speaking engagements all across the country. And we've kind of nabbed him for here in Omaha, even though he's Omaha-based. We are excited to have him talk to the Omaha crowd. He's a parenting expert.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about some people may have seen the mailers for the Child Saving Institute and not quite understand, because there's a lot of things, two or three arms of service that the Child Saving Institute provides. And if you can kind of outline those for us,
yes,
that'd be wonderful.
Yes, very much so. So CSI has been around for 127 years.
Wow.
Started off as an orphanage and has now grown into over 14 different programs. So those range from foster care and adoption to, we have therapy, we have a child care on site, we have a shelter on site as well, and we do some in-home services too. So kind of all around care for children. We also have a teen and young parent program. So we're not only working with those infants, but all the way up to, you know, age 18, 19 years old to, you know, help those kids and parents out.
And so when you have something like the personalities, it's obviously to raise money, have a little community, and educate and entertain at some level. That's why you get such a nice speaker, so, you know, such a great speaker. What does that money do? How does that money impact the kids?
Yes, so a variety of ways, whether that be, you know, helping pay for outings for our shelter kids to attend movies and things like that, or helping with an adoption of a child in permanency services whose parental rights have been signed over, or even helping supplement a therapy program for a child who's come to CSI, who may not, insurance may not cover it. So kind of balance that out.
Wow.
So a variety of ways.
Sure. That's a lot of good that's being done.
Yes.
And of course, if people are looking for information, not just on the personalities luncheon, but on how they could help as well, the childsaving.org is the website that one could go to. Anna, real quickly, what's your favorite part of the job?
Oh, my gosh. I'd say I get the easy part. I work in development, so I'm not one-on-one with the kids all the time. I kind of get a swoop in and be the fun one to bring things to them. So I'd say interacting with these kids all have a story to tell. They are so, a lot of these kids are so intelligent compared to where I was at their age, and this is just interacting with them is amazing.
Anna Willey, Events and Projects Coordinator at the Child Saving Institute. Personalities Luncheon is Wednesday, October 2nd. For information, go to childsaving.org. Morning Edition continues now.